3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, that is not the correct time. Surely we have an accurate clock around here somewhere. Oh yes, here's one right here. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, 1930 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio, and it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Oh, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking tea. Well, that's a big shock. Well, you're surprised, aren't you? Yeah, sure. Oh, look at that tea. Oh, it's so lovely. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Ooh. Mm-hmm. We're drinking Dahong Pao. Yeah, I got the Dahong Pao out again today. First time in a while, and I'm rather excited about it. I like it. I'm into it. I'm enthusiastic, and I believe this is helping me. This is my medicine for the day, because my leg and my back are still messed up, and the weather is kind of weird. It's really hot outside today, and very humid already. And I don't want to go outside. Well, I want to go outside. Don't get me wrong. I want to go outside more than anything, but it's going to be a bad idea. So I have to wait until later tonight. Got to wait for the sun to start to go down before I can go outside. And then I will probably go down to the creek and look for some golf balls, because Sunday nights are the best nights for looking for golf balls. Now, more tea. Oh, it's so good. All right, but before we go on, okay, come on. Pippa has arrived, and now the kitty has to get on the kitty banky. Get on the kitty banky, dangins. Oh, right, so the cat's now on the kitty banky, having some kitty fun, walking around in circles, trying to watch the race, because, yeah, we're watching some racing today, aren't we, Pippa? Yeah. We're watching some racing. We'll get into that in a minute. I'm having a pretty good day, all things considered. Oh, I slept pretty good. But I can't really sit in this position. Ow. Ugh. Yo. Yeah. Okay, what was I talking about? I did manage to sleep okay. I managed to sleep fairly good, and I remember having a dream. I was dreaming about food again, and then I woke up, and I woke up around 8 o'clock in the morning, and I rolled back over. I went to sleep, and then I had a dream that I was sitting in a tree, which isn't unusual in itself, but it was like a baobab tree, and there's no baobab trees in my city or in my country. Well, there might be. Are there any baobab trees in America? There's probably some in California or something, but I woke up thinking, how did I get up into that tree? My back and my leg hurt so badly. How did I manage to get up in the tree? That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. So, I'm in pain. I am in physical pain. But I'm in much more mental pain and anguish than I am in physical pain right now. because we're watching this race, we might as well punch this in. Pippa, you want to listen to the race, see what's happening? So here's my race. We'll have this going on in the background here.
25 points on the way to Max Verstappen at the moment. 18 for Sainz, 15 for Lando Norris.
Boo, Max Verstappen. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a Max Verstappen hater. The guy's obviously great, but just moments ago, right before dubious goals committee started, my guy got knocked out of the race. I was in second place. My cat was in eighth place. It looked like I might actually win something for once. But no. My guy crashes. And my other guy's in last place. Two laps down. Pippa is in 7th place and 17th place, one lap down. This was going to be that one time that I gained points on my cat because my guy qualified ahead of my cat's drivers. Ugh. The big question is, am I ever going to be able to win my own fantasy F1 league? I've been doing this for years. I've never won because my cat always wins.
We're trying to keep that position.
What's the incentive with Fernando Alonso? What's the strategy there? Are you hanging on for a safety car a little bit later on, potentially?
I can't completely tell you because there might be other people listening to you. You've got a few viewers here, but yeah.
And that would be me. That's me. Being Mr. Spy Guy at the race. Always take your radios to the race. You can get inside information and you can act on it accordingly. Oh, ow. This is not the best position for me to be sitting in because this is bothering my back a little bit. Maybe if I put my leg up a little bit. Yeah, okay, maybe that helps. I don't know. I should also mention that I have strangely low hand pressure today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, the good news is I went to the grocery store last night after it got dark and it was cool. Oh, what did I buy? I bought some lettuce because I like to eat yummy salads. And I got some graham crackers, but they didn't have my regular graham crackers, so I had to buy the other graham crackers. So I'm like, yeah. And they're probably going to be 10 packs instead of 8 packs, and that's going to be... They're not going to be 10 packs. They're going to be 9 packs. That's right. I'm trying to remember what's so messed up about... Okay, if you're a regular member of the Dubious Goals Committee, you'll remember the problem that I have with graham cracker packaging. If you are new to the Dubious Goals Committee, here's what you need to know. The small box of graham crackers has 3 packages of graham crackers in there, with 9 graham crackers per pack. In the big family economy size box of graham crackers, you get 6 packs of graham crackers, double the amount of packs, but there's only 8 graham crackers in each pack. Okay, that's fine. Because I always like to buy in bulk, and I always like to eat my graham crackers in multiples of 4. I eat 4 graham crackers at a time. I eat 4 at lunch, and I eat 4 at night. Well, I don't always eat 4 at lunch, but basically, graham crackers are my midnight snack. So if I buy the small boxes, then I end up with packs of 9. So I'll eat 4 graham crackers, and then I'll have 5 left over, which is not 4. 4 does not equal 5. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tob, when you have 5, just eat the 4 and save the last one, the 5th one. Well, I would, but you got to understand, there's only 3 packs of graham crackers in the small box. So then I have 3 left over. If I eat in multiples of 4, I end up with... why can't anybody do graham cracker math? Why am I the only person in the world who can do graham cracker multiplication, division, and differential equations? That's right, I can do graham cracker differential equations. How about you, Kirk Cameron?
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
There's the whole problem. Kirk Cameron cannot do differential graham cracker equations, but 1981 mom can say...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just slapping Kirk Cameron around because he can't drive a race car because his hands are too greasy. And how is he going to steer the car if he's that damn greasy? My point exactly. Poor Kirk Cameron. So holier than thou. But I think we all know where Kirk Cameron's going.
I am the god of hellfire!
Yeah.
And I bring you fire! That's correct. Oh, you're gonna burn. Thanks. Thanks. Let's all say thanks to the crazy world of Arthur Brown and his hit song Fire. From what, 1968? I can't remember. Oh, Arthur Brown. I love that guy. I love him because he likes fire. Oh, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I like fire. And, you know, this sort of goes along with what we were talking about the other day. You know, I have a... People were confusing me. Ow. Hold on, let me try to collect my thoughts. This is going back to the subject of chairman. It's true that I'm the chairman. It's also true that I hate chairs. And it is the, you know, chairman's job to destroy chairs, to rid the world of chairs, just the way, in the same manner that a fireman, his job is to, you know, destroy fires, to rid the world of fires, to get rid of fire. And so I was thinking, maybe I should start burning chairs. If I chairs, a lot of chairs are wood and other materials that will burn rather well. So, you know, I can see myself being a fireman, you know, in the Fahrenheit 451 sense. I'm a fireman and a chairman. I'm lighting the chairs on fire. That's how good I am. Then I can imagine other firemen coming up to me and saying, "What are you doing?" "I'm destroying this chair." "And you lit it on fire?" "Yes, of course I lit the chair on fire." "Okay, that makes you an arsonist." No, I'm not an arsonist. "Well, you set that chair on fire with intent to destroy it, correct?" "Yes, I did." "Yeah, that's arson. You are an arsonist." Then I'd be sitting there going, "Yeah, how do I explain to the fire chief? Okay, listen, it's not that I'm an arsonist. I really see myself as being more of a combustion enthusiast." "Well, what the hell does that mean? That's arson." "No, that just means I like fire. It doesn't mean I want to destroy things. I like fire. I'm a combustion enthusiast. I have enthusiasm for combustion." "Yeah, that makes you a pyromaniac." "Well, no. If anything, that just makes me a pyrophiliac. We combustion enthusiasts, we have pyrophilia. Don't we, Peppa? We also have kitty kisses. Kiss you up." My cat's just sitting here going, "How are we doing in the race?" My cat is very concerned with the results of this race because I'm trying to do the math in my head, but that's not doing any good. Is my cat gonna leap out ahead? See, I'm only behind by 14 points. But this race is going to... Look at this. I'm going to pick up... it's... What's 18 plus 19? 40 subtract 3. So what, 37? I'm going to pick up 37 points in this race. And my cat's only going to pick up about... right now, 26. No, I'm bad at math. 24. Which means I'm falling behind even further and further. Well, this is, you know, I wish I could figure out some way to cheat. Because my cat would never be able to figure out that I was cheating at, you know, Fantasy F1. My cat can't do math. My cat can't even hold a pen or a pencil to take notes. She can only watch the results. Jeez, that was a little bit too close to the wall, man. These guys are making me sweat. Ooh, daddy. Man, maybe we need some new... The funny thing is, okay, the cat and I, we both have teams of two drivers. My good driver is out. Her good driver is in seventh place. Our bad drivers are in 17th and 18th place. The last two places. And they're both down two laps. I need to get a new driver. I need to get... Who do I even want? Probably Sergio or Carlos. Who do I want? I don't know.
Even the great Ayrton Senna made the error, didn't he? Hitting the barrier at Poitiers when momentary lapse of concentration. Sometimes it's hard, especially with the old manual gearboxes and that, but nonetheless, these guys...
Yeah, I want to get a race car, be a racing driver. Actually, you know what I really want? Wait, yeah, when does my motorcycle race come on? Oh, do I have motorcycle race today? Or is that tomorrow? Suddenly, I can't remember. Oh, what's this? I didn't even notice. How did I miss this? It doesn't really matter anyway, but guess what's on? It's a Godzilla movie. But it's that one. It's just called Godzilla, but it's sort of the weird one with... I don't know. There's some good destructive sounds. I think a building's gonna fall down. There it goes! Who's gonna pop out of this giant cloud of rolling dust? Well, I wonder. Come on. Give me a Godzilla scream. Weak. That was a weak-ass effort. So I guess I gotta check all the racing channels. Okay, what's on 77? He's never
won five of the Indy 500, but he has won seven cup championships, so I'm going to go with his strategy and the focus
more
power
racing,
is keeping here
but
in
cars.
The Team Penske car.
And what's on the 78?
Chase Elliott, straight ahead.
More cars, the NASCAR type of cars. And where's my damn motorcycle race? We got to check up here in the 200s now. Channel 222, we also have to see if we have any air. Oh, yeah, well, here we see the motorcycle racing. Oh, no, this is not my race, though. This is not the race I'm looking for. This is just the, whole let's do highlights show. So I'm scrolling forward to 1 a.m., 2 a.m., looking for my Australian rules football. Or at least something, but nope, okay. No race today, no football. That's fine, that just means my motorcycle race is tomorrow. I'm glad I have something fun to look forward to. And now that the cat has moved, I can kind of move too. Oh, right, I'm also looking forward to lunch because I bought all kinds of stuff. The aforementioned salad makings, and I got some meatballs. And I could have sworn I got some other stuff too. Oh yeah, I got waffles, but I didn't get pepperoni because the deli wasn't open, but that's okay because I still have a few slices left, but I will have to buy some more very soon. All because I can't do any graham cracker differential equations. I bought a whole ton of stuff. It was really heavy. I bought like 4 bags worth of crap. Oh, I got some spaghetti sauce. And I got some juice. I think my juice went up. That's $3.79 for a bottle of mango juice. Are you kidding me? I bought it anyway. And what else was... I bought a whole ton of stuff, and now I can't even remember what it was. I think I got some more maple syrup. I didn't get anything too interesting. I was going to get cottage cheese and potato chips, and then I totally forgot. And then what did I get? I had so much food. It's not even funny. I'm just excited for lunch. I'm excited for my lunch that's coming up here in, what, 8 more minutes or thereabouts? Really excited about it. Overly excited for food. I'm so excited about it that I feel like dancing. I'm feeling like I could do some kind of food-related dance. Like maybe... What did I have for breakfast? Oh, yeah, waffles and pepperoni. Maybe I want to do a waffle waltz. Yeah? Huh? Some kind of food-related dance. Or even better, the waffle watusi. But no, I feel like I need some fruit in my diet. So maybe I need to do the banana cha-cha? Hey, yeah, banana cha-cha, the Dubious Goals Nyampasu cha-cha remix version. You'll notice that that's only about 60 seconds long. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm looking out for you. I have your best interests at heart. And let me ask you this question. What happened to Chuck? Whatever happened to Chuck Cunningham? You know, Richie and Joni's older brother? Thank you. Obviously, that's Luna Lee doing some Bill Haley in the Comets, Rock Around the Clock, which is what got me thinking about Happy Days, because that was the theme song to the TV show Happy Days, which got me thinking about Chuck Cunningham, the oldest Cunningham son. He just disappeared. I like to think that he was killed in Vietnam. You know, Chuck, he was a jock. He wasn't, you know, a scientist or a student or anything, so he's going to be the first one shipped over there. Oh, Chuck Cunningham, the last time we saw him, he was dribbling a basketball up the stairs. And I like to think that the next day he shipped out to Vietnam, and he never came back. And the whole family was so shocked by everything that they never mentioned it again. They had this weird mental block that they were never, ever able to talk about what happened to Chuck. Oh, but to get back onto a cheerier note... I had a great idea last night. Not sure where this came from, not sure how it got into my brain, but I'm glad it did. But I was thinking about, you know, my greatest influences in music and who's the greatest composer ever, Henry Mancini. And I started thinking about Henry Mancini and all kinds of stuff, and I started, you know, singing or humming Baby Elephant Walk in my head, right? Like this. I started thinking about Henry Mancini and his Baby Elephant Walk. And I realized this is like a 12-bar blues song. That would be cool if we could work this up into some dope-ass Down and Dirty. Yay, everybody clap for Henry, or whoever was playing that piccolo. I don't know who it was. But what I'm saying is, you know, you could take this song and you could work this up into just the coolest. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to get my guitar. I'm going to have to plug it in. We're going to have to work up some kind of crazy ass version of Baby Elephant Walk Blues. Delta Blues, dirty, dirty, dirty elephants. Oh God, I just hope I can stand up long enough to play some guitar. But I gotta tell you something else important. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta get out of here, so... Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.